Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know.
Good evening, you all. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part. It is Tuesday, January 9, 2018. You are tuned in listening to I Hear Tarot Online Radio. Here, present and accounted for courtesy of New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is 9 p.m. for those of you on the West Coast, 10 p.m. if you're a mountain, 11 for those of you that are in Central, shout out to Texas, and 12 a.m. for those of you that are on the East Coast and staying up with us. Thank you. Thank you for joining and being a part of our 19th show. So, looking forward to many, many more, but thank you for being a part of this one. We are broadcasting from Denver, Colorado. This is always one of my favorite segments of the show where I get to ask you to share not only your first name when you call in, but also the location from which you're calling. This is where we get to see how far across or how close we all are when we're tuning in. We've had those of you calling in from Canada, definitely those of you calling in from the East Coast, and no matter how far or close you all are, it's always a pleasure and a joy to hear from where you're calling, from where you're tuning in. So please, share your first name and share the location from where you're calling. City and state's just fine, or if you want to go with the state, we can live with that. Make sure that you give us a moment to connect. Sometimes there's a little bit of static or a little bit of just time between the transfer. So just make sure that we're connected. And please, be in a place without distraction. And I ask that for a number of reasons. One, for auditory purposes, I can't hear you if there's a lot of background noise going on. But also, it allows me to be free of distraction and allows you to be present to what's coming through, because I know that sometimes when I'm getting messages on a quick pace or at a quick level, I start to talk fast. And I want to be sure that you're capturing everything I'm saying. Now, granted, there isn't a whole lot of time in this 5 to 7 minutes that our calls are. There isn't a whole lot of time for us to get as in-depth as we'd like to. And this is where I always segue into, please know that 5 to 7 minutes is what we can offer for the show, just because we're limited with our hour slot. But please just note that it's a good jumping off point, but isn't going to be the be-all, end-all. And I don't say that to discourage you. I say it to encourage you, A, to keep in mind what you're asking and what you're getting from what the cards and source are saying, but also, this can lead us to more of what it is we're looking at or want to have insight to as we go along. So, again, please be in a place without distraction and give us about 5 to 7 minutes for your question, but please know there's usually and most often more than that. Speaking of which, I ask that you take advantage of our promotion. Sometimes I've been known to just throw out some random promotion at the time a caller moves me or their question moves me, and we throw out a promotion and you get to redeem it. We've had that for the past couple of months. It really is when I moved, depending on, I can't even tell you why, but I put it out there. And so we've had more and more people taking advantage. Just today I spoke with Karen, who was great about redeeming and staying in communication with me, but was still redeeming her coupon code. So I say this because you get to stay tuned to every episode that we air, and then maybe we'll have that freebie from time to time, which I prefer to offer anyways, regardless. We're looking at 50% off readings through now until the 23rd using the code INGRATITUDE. And as always, we have 25% off of our readings when you mention the show year-round. I heard you on the radio. It was New Age Guild. It was Blog Talk. I tuned in. Anything of the sort. 25% off straight off the top. We don't even ask questions, right? This is usually the part of the show where I like to take a moment to acknowledge. And you know what it's going to be? We're taking a moment to acknowledge you. Yes, you. You have been kicking butt. We're seeing it in the cards. We're seeing it in your questions. We're seeing the determination. We're seeing so much understanding. We're seeing so much awareness. We're seeing groundedness. We're seeing commitment. We're seeing a future. We're seeing health. So this is the time I'm going to take and appreciate you for being you, but also for taking care of yourself, for being as committed and tenacious as you are. You're tuned into the show. You know what you're going to say. You're prompt on the calls. You're taking advantage of promotions. You're keeping in contact. You're owning it. All of this. Just a moment in your life is an example of everything else you have going on. So I want to say thank you. Thank you. And acknowledge you for what it is you're doing and for what you're creating. You are making this world a better place, no matter what it looks like to anybody else in your heart of hearts. This is in your highest and greatest good. So thank you. Now, let's move on to the essentials. Our call-in number is 323-642-1207. And I'm not judging for anyone that is using any other method. I don't care if you dial in. I don't care if you're using a rotary phone. I don't care if you send in a message. You being a part of the show makes the difference. I'm here for you. So our call-in number is 323-642-1207. This is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Thank you for being here. Speaking of friendship, let's be friends on Facebook. Follow me at I Hear Tarot on Facebook, IHEARTAROT. You can also find us at New Age Guild. And you're not duplicating, and I tell this to you every single week to remind you, you are just getting the breadth of a bunch of information, insight, and awareness and support. You're not doubling up. You're not duplicating. We want to fortify your awareness. That's what I say, right? Because with me and what I do, it's different than what you can be exposed and available to receive. We're talking about those that can speak with animals. We're talking about shamans. We're talking about life coaches. We're talking about other psychics. We're talking about mediums. And obviously you're here because this is for the betterment of your life, right? And so take advantage. Follow us at New Age Guild on Facebook. Like the post. Tell us what you want to hear and what we can provide more of. All about you. To get my good details, you can find me at www.ihearterot.com. That's where you're going to get everything about me that you want to find regarding social media, regarding contact information, and regarding a little bit about me. So that's www.ihearterot.com. And you can reach me offline, no problem, at 234-97-TAROT. And that is 234-978-2768. Our agenda, calls, of course, first and foremost. We're going to look at our card of the month, our card of the day, our card of the week, and, of course, our postcard from spirits. We're using our beautiful whimsical deck, which is exactly what it sounds like, for our cards of the day. Reverting right back to our angel tarot for our card of the week. And then, of course, using our radiant white deck for what we've got going on for the month. And you all, this is really exciting. Today's card for this segment of the month is going to be the Magician. There's so much energy on this card. I can't wait to talk about it. We'll get to that towards the end of the show. And so again, first and foremost is our calls. Thank you for being on time, connected, and ready. And it looks like we have Lisa on standby regarding a question about love. Is that right? Hi, Lisa. Thanks for joining. Where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Well, thank you, my dear. What's on your mind?
Do you see me finding the love of my life within this up-and-coming year?
Hey, do I see you finding the love of your life within this upcoming year? Thank you for being specific. Let's see. Okay. So, Lisa, what's coming up? Let me just take a step back. And do we have any ties to any romantic relationship right now, or are we free and clear and we've put everything to the side and we're ready for a new relationship?
I'm ready for a new relationship.
Okay. And we don't have any other ties to an old relationship. Is that right?
We're not romantically involved. We're just kind of finishing up, I think.
Okay. The reason I ask is because when we were shuffling and asking the cards that, it got a little sticky between your question and the future and where we are right now, which is the reason why I'm asking. So coming up in the cards, though, these are very positive, right? One of the things they're talking about is you and you getting to be successful in your own right, independently, financially, all that good stuff. We're seeing that. We're seeing a lot of feminine energy on your behalf. We're seeing a lot of success and independence. That's one thing, right? We're also seeing things happening in phases, tuning into our intuition, being balanced, maybe even tuning into spirituality, realizing and tuning into, we'll say, Mother Earth and the phases by which things are happening. So part of that could be seen as patience, going the course, following the process. But we're also seeing our strength card, which is beautiful because we've been here before. We're suited for this. We can do it. And most notable for you is the death card, which is all about reinvention, reestablishing yourself. And I'm also getting, I'm getting a lot of strength. It's about time you got to, like, show your colors, fly your flag, and also get to have a partnership. And so it looks like what the cards are saying, Lisa, there's been a little bit of struggle in identity. That's what's coming through. And so the cards are talking about now, it's all about we're seeing you being established, being solid, and now being an equal partner. So, yes, to answer your question, we're absolutely seeing romantic relationship. I know you asked about love of your life. I was phrasing it to the cards as romantic relationship, and that's what they're saying they want to kick it off. It might be, you know, what's coming through is it might be a little bit longer after this relationship that we really find our long-term relationship, but that's not to say what you've got going on and what will happen this year is going to be great and in your favor.
Oh, thank you. I like it.
Yeah, no, really exciting. We're seeing a lot of positivity, and we're seeing pentacles. You've got two separate cards that are indicating successful pentacles, which is all about what's around you, finances, stability, the world in which you live, the physical aspects, so home and comfort. We're seeing a lot of that. And also our High Priestess card, which is all about balance, managing your inside voice and your outside voice, so to speak, and the same thing with your heart, your inside heart and your outside heart is all getting to be managed. So really beautiful. You've got a lot of power to you. The cards are showing us a really fiery personality for you, really determined, and you have your own convictions. And we get to let that soar, and that's what the cards are talking about, is we just get to we get to let it go. We don't have to worry about not finding the right person because the right person's going to find us.
Oh, yay. I'm really out there.
Okay, yeah.
I'm very busy. You know, I'm out there. I don't sit on the couch and hope and pray that somebody will ring the doorbell and there they are. So, I mean, that, you know, we would, that they would find me or that spontaneity, you know, I really welcome that.
Yes, exactly. And thank you for pointing that out because that one did just come through is, yeah, this is where it's at for you. You get to really be yourself, and that's what the cards are saying is, and you get to be your empowered self, and it's going to resonate and jive. You don't have to tweak that, and that's what the cards are saying. So these are really, really fun, empowering cards where you don't have to give to get. You get to be, and the relationship connects. So really exciting. It'll be a fun year for you. Definitely a fun relationship.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Thank you.
I'm really excited for you, Lisa. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my dear. You take care.
Oh, and you too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, you all. Beautiful kickoff to a beautiful show. Thank you, Lisa. And it looks like we have Mary Lou also on standby who has a question about love. Is that right?
That's right.
Hi, Mary Lou. Where are you calling us from?
New Orleans.
From New Orleans. Beautiful state, my dear. What is on your mind?
I was just wondering if you could look at love in my life and tell me what you think.
Okay, so this is, we're looking at romantic relationship for you. All right, so
yes.
let's get clear here because what I'm getting for you is we have something particular in mind. So let's see. Let's just get some insight on romantic relationship for you for 2018. And Mary Lou, are we in a relationship? Is there any kind of any energy around something that's there but not totally defined?
Yeah. So I'm not in anything.
Okay. You're not in a committed romantic relationship, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, great. So let's see what the cards want to say for 2018. Okay. All right, my dear. So the cards are talking about what you've got going on for the year. And a couple of things are coming up, right? So they're talking about, let me see here. They're talking about the fire, the passion, the energy, all that good stuff being like reignited. What's next? How are we going to make things look? How do we want things to look? That's one of the things that's coming through. I'm also getting, and I know this wasn't the question you asked, but this is what's coming through, so I'm going to share it. They're also talking about we're waiting for news and next steps. And if you're not waiting for news and next steps right now, that might come to a point for you in this year, right? And so that's where space gets to open up for a romantic relationship. Yeah, we're seeing something here as far as news keeps coming up for you. We're seeing our judgment card. And this is where things need to be ironed out and things get to come together so we can put it all to rest. So it's almost like we've got a couple things that might be out there that are just pending, and if you don't know them right now, they might make themselves known throughout the year. All that being said, we're also seeing our full card. So this is where the magic is for you, where we're just, all of our spaces open, and we're just like, okay, I'm letting it all happen. I don't even have anything on it anymore. I don't have any restrictions. I don't have any expectations. Just I'll take it as it comes, and that's what we get to see. So it's really going to be kind of adventurous for you because the cards are really talking about some closure for you, definitely closure. That's the word they keep saying. Closure for you, which is great, whatever that looks like. And then our space is open for romantic relationships. So just know it's like it'll be a roller coaster, they're saying. Just a lot of fun and being open, but letting go, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So very fun. A lot of personal evolvement evolving for you. And then space for relationship. That's in what the way it's coming through, Mary Lou, is they're saying space for a relationship that we might not even anticipate seeing it this particular way, but it's going to be engaging, and it's going to, yeah, it's going to keep you engaged, but also you get to complete and be settled and grounded for the relationship. It's almost like I don't have expectations for you and vice versa, which is a nice place to be.
Okay.
Yeah. So they look really good. Go ahead.
When do you see that happening?
Oh, let's see. When do we see it happening? Let me ask the cards and see if they want to give me some insights. Oh, okay. So let's see. Okay. So what's coming up for you is, yeah, I'm seeing towards the end of winter and the beginning of spring. So about that time, maybe it initiates in the end of winter and moves into spring, or maybe it begins in the spring. It's kind of like a go-between for the both of them. And I will say, if there's any indication that they're trying to share with you, you might look out for, how do I say this, when you're in a position of indecision or decision-making. So it's almost like, and this is usually how it works with the cards, it's like when you're not looking and you're committed to something else and you're wrapping up something else in your life that's somewhat significant, then romantic relationship wants to come in, almost so you don't even recognize it. So what they're saying is end of winter, beginning of spring, and when you're in some kind of transition and not really looking or thinking about romantic relationship is when it surfaces. We're seeing a Wheel of Fortune and we're seeing a Hanged Man. So when you'll be engaged and otherwise distracted is what they're saying is when it starts to surface.
Is this someone I know?
Is it someone you know? Let's see. Wow. You know what? What's coming up is it's the Wheel of Fortune. Wow. That's a good question, because the Wheel of Fortune was coming up for that car or for that question. Do you travel at all?
Not much.
Okay, so hold on a second. Let me see. Is it someone you know? It quite well could be. It quite well could be, my dear. We're seeing this relationship building up after you're, like we said, your Wheel of Fortune, you're completing something. Things are coming to a closure. That's when the cards are indicating to be aware. And they're also saying when you're in that process of transitioning, where you almost don't know what to do or you feel like you're constricted, that's the only thing I can say right now to support in when you know it's that person. But the cards you're saying right now, it quite well could be, actually.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yes. Yeah, so, but you have a Wheel of Fortune, my dear. So that card, that's the beauty of the card, is we don't know exactly what it looks like. There's a bunch of other factors that haven't fallen into place yet. So keep that in mind. And as you're transitioning and things are coming up for you, especially towards the end of winter and spring, and when you've got closure coming up, give us a call back or stay tuned and reach out to me so we can look at that.
All right. Thank you.
All right, my dear. Take care.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, you all. So it is now 24 minutes after the hour. Beautiful questions about love. And love is doing exactly what it does, where it's all about, we want to make sure you're where you're supposed to be. You're happy, you're successful, you're content, you're overcoming, you're accomplishing, you've got closure in your life, because we can't have that space for new romantic relationship, right? If there is energy on old romantic relationship, which tends to creep in from time to time in the cards, right? So we just want to make sure that we're clear, and it's okay when we say, hey, is there a new romantic relationship or even new job or even new opportunity? Universe always comes back and says the same thing. If you have ties to previous, there's energy on that, and we're not totally free to move ahead, just like a hot air balloon, so to speak. We're not totally able to move ahead without being tethered. So it is now 25 minutes after the hour. Sounds like we have a caller on standby, and if that is the case, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Tina C. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura in New Jersey. Thank you for calling in and for staying up with us, my dear.
Yeah.
What is on your mind?
I would like to know what the cards say for me about getting a job in my field, my career.
Okay, getting it. About getting a job in your field. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. So let's just see. Sounds like we've got another question in addition to that, but let's look at this one first. So here's what's coming through, Laura. We're just looking at three cards, but one of the first cards that came up is the Tower. And so this card usually indicates something unexpected or something that's taking us a little bit of time to get over, a rocky phase. That's what it's saying. And so we're seeing that, but here's what's interesting. What the cards are saying is, to answer your question, they're saying that yes, you can continue working in your field, but it's almost going to be the way it's coming through. Oh, well, let me see. The way it was initially coming through was like an offshoot, so not totally what you've been doing or where you have your experience, but not very far off from that was one thing that was coming through. And then the other thing that was coming through is they're saying there's still opportunity to, because you want a job in your field, right, in your background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the reason I ask that is because we're seeing the Eight of Rods, and so that means there's some action taking place. Are we actively looking or trying to stay connected or get? I don't know if get certified is the right way to say it, but are we doing anything right now that is kind of actively bringing you closer to your position?
Well, I had a phone interview last Thursday for a job, and I don't know yet. I haven't heard yet whether or not they're going to be interested in bringing me in for the interview. I had the phone interview with a recruiter, and he said he was going to pass my resume, forward it on to the hiring manager. I haven't heard anything yet about that. I had another in-person interview the end of November. I haven't heard from them, and I don't think I'm going to at this stage. I'm just wondering if any of those jobs will come through or if there's something else in my future.
Okay, great. Thank you for sharing. So let's look at this. So we'll put the job in or the interview in November off to the side for now. And then we're looking at this other interview that you said is coming up, right?
No, I just had it in November. I mean, not November. I had the phone interview with the recruiter last Thursday. If the hiring manager is interested, then there'll be another interview with that person.
Okay, beautiful. So let's look a little bit into that. Okay, so here's what's coming up. They're talking about, it's almost like it's coming together for you, but it's, and this is, I know this probably isn't exactly what you want to hear. They're saying it's coming together for you, opportunities are coming your way, but it's not going to exactly be what you want it to be. So it's not even necessary, it's not even necessarily that you will take anything that you can get because that's not where you are. You still have specific ideas on what you want. You still have specific ideas on what you want the future to be. And that's what the cards are talking about. So it's almost like yeah, we could do this for you. And you're like, that's not totally what I want. So let me see what else they want to say. Up to that point, I am seeing positive response regarding the headhunter, the person that you spoke with, or the hiring manager, whoever you spoke with. I do see interest for you. It might just be, again, that this isn't exactly what you want carved out for yourself. It has to get a little more refined. They're just talking about your experience and maybe even the opportunity to move ahead with a different level of your experience. I don't know if that means going back to school and I'm not really getting that for you, but I'm getting like, you're really going to invest some time. And if you're going to jump in, you're going to jump in the right way. So to answer your question, yes, I'm seeing positive responses for you. But in the end, there's the cards are saying after the interview, you might not be as fulfilled or as happy with the job scope. And then you get to keep looking. So, yes, it could work for you. In the end, in your heart of hearts, it's going to be if you're really moved by that position to say yes and accept the offer.
When's the right job going to come up? That's the thing that I want to know.
Okay, so the right job with all the parameters and all the aspects that you would like. That's what we're looking at. Okay, so let's see. Okay, when is this going to come up? All right, let's see. Okay. So they're saying it's going to be a process, which it just seems like that's going to be the case for you no matter what you do, but let's get more clear. Okay. All right, okay, interesting. All right, so what's coming through, okay, beautiful. So what's coming through, Laura, is they're saying Jennifer, March is where we're seeing some activity. That's really where it's at for you, and it may take as long as a couple of months before you're settled in May. Is what's coming through in the card. So again, the process beginning in.
So would I be starting it in March? May too long out. I can't afford to wait until May.
So here's the deal. And I hear what you're saying, and I get what you're saying. And here's what's coming through. They're talking about on the one hand, just like what you're saying, you might have to. You have such a specific view of what you want to do, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're saying that might pan out as far out as March to May. You in the interim, I'm not getting, are going to be stuck out. It just might not be exactly what you want it to look like is what the cards are saying. And that's where the indecision comes from. I get what you're saying because I can see it in the cards. I see it. And that's what they keep saying, that you're so specific on what suits you the best. You just can't find that perfect match straight away. And it's just, I'm seeing it happening around or beginning in March and panning out until May, and then we're settled in. That doesn't mean, though, like we said in the cards, that doesn't mean that you can't have something else to do, but it just might not be exactly what you want.
Okay, well, thank you, Tita. Appreciate the reading.
You're welcome, my dear. Thank you for calling it. And stay in touch. This, you know, the cards will show us what shifts, so we can always look at that, too. So please stay in touch.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
All right, my dear. You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right, you all. So just a beautiful example of how and what the cards share for us. Beautiful and simple question of when is this going to happen and when can we expect it? And the cards were saying that we were going to look at more of a drawn-out process for Laura. But we don't see why, and she's asking the same question. And again, this might be something that we get to look at later on or more in depth. But like we saw before, it doesn't necessarily tell us, the cards don't necessarily mean, well, you're going to be down and out for the next 5 months. And that's what we have to keep in mind. They're not saying you're going to be stuck out until this all shakes down. What they're saying is the question you're asking is this. Here's when I can tell you results are going to happen. So that's what we have to keep in mind. And again, just getting more in depth, and this is the beauty of a offline phone call, is getting more in depth with what the restrictions could be or what the parameters are looking like. And there might be more elements. We've seen this before, you all. We've seen another factor being included into the question that we haven't discussed yet. And so the cards are beautiful that way. They're like, okay, well, this is what you asked me. This is the answer that I gave you. And so we have to keep that in mind, right? All right, my dears. So it is now 35 minutes after the hour. It sounds like we, again, have another caller on standby. And if that's the case, you are on the air. Let me know if you are connected. If you're there, I feel like we can hear you, but not loudly. All right, if you could try to please call back in. We have a few more minutes, you all. We have 14 to be exact, that we can take your call. Please take advantage. The number is 323-642-1207. If you're in a place and time where you're unable to speak by phone, shoot us a message. Find us on Facebook at New Age Guild, NewAgeGuild, and post your question so we can take a look at that, right, so we can see what's going on. I always say it's yours to know, so you have an idea of what's going on around you. And so, taking a step back while we have just a couple of moments, when you ask for a question, you all, this is such a great aspect and point for those of us that are reading, that have read for years, that are new to reading. This advice is across the board. It's not that we're asking the specific and detailed questions because we want to work around your answer. It's because what the cards are coming up and saying is already pointedly saying, okay, there's more details on this. And I feel like we've had that even for our calls already today, where this is a question that's asked, and then the cards come back and say, okay, there's more to that. Let's get specific. And so this is my tendency where I start to ask questions to rule out all that stuff around what the cards are saying. So, and to be honest with you, that's probably not the best or may not be the best approach. That's me by being really safe in my presentation and my readings, but it's not because I'm trying to troubleshoot and guess. It's because the cards are saying, there's more to this question, but we have to identify what it is. So when we give you the answer, this is what the cards, this is what source is saying. When we give you the answer, this is what we've already ruled out. And sometimes, as I often encourage and suggest and notice, the more engaged the querent is, you all on the other end, the person that's asking the question, the more engaged you are with the cards and with what's coming through, the more that gets to come through. It's like a conversation. It's almost like spirit or source is sitting at the table with us, nodding their head or shaking their head, right? And so even though we can't communicate in the same words, if we almost speak for, or you speak for God, source, and spirit and share what's coming through in the cards and sources nodding their head, then you get more information. And so that's one of the biggest lessons that I learned when I was reading for a friend pretty consistently. And she'd said, I've observed that the more and more I share with you, the more information comes through, the more that window opens up, and not in the aha and we're trying to figure out what's happening, but in the source spirit clears all that stuff up really quickly so we can get to the heart of the matter. And that's what we're doing in the cards. That's what we're doing with the cards. This isn't a guessing game. This isn't hocus pocus. This is, let's get to the heart of the matter. And sometimes, just like the last call, sometimes it's not the best answer. It's not the most welcoming. It's not the most fun. It's not the most heartening question. You know, it's not enjoyable to share with someone. It looks like you're going to have another 3 to 5 months of a struggle, right? But it is enjoyable to say, this is what the cards are saying, but we can still shift. There's still room to move in this. And then as we get deeper and looking at the cards and asking more questions, and that window opens up, we get more clarity on what gets to shift and how that window of opportunity gets to open up even more. So, my dears, it is 40 minutes after the hour. We'll have about 10 more minutes of calls. If anyone is on standby, I'm here ready and waiting and at your disposal. All right, so I will move on. Should you join 323-642-1207, give us a buzz. It looks like we have a caller on standby. Let's see if we can try again. Are you there? All right. Well, I want to say thank you all for working with me during our technical exchange. Sometimes everything doesn't work out exactly the way we want it to, but let me just tell you, what's coming up right now, I'm not surprised. I'm actually super excited to share with you what the cards have been saying for this week, right? So we're going to move ahead to that. And, of course, if we have a call on standby, I'm happy to take your call. It looks like we've got about 9 minutes to connect. So we might even have some latitude towards the end of the show since we're going to start moving ahead right now. But again, shoot us a message on Facebook and ask your question if you can't call in. Otherwise, it's 323-642-1207. So let's take a look at our whimsical card of the day. You can find out what these pictures look like or what the cards look like at New Age Guild on our Facebook page, right? Sometimes it helps to understand what we're talking about when you see the image. Using our whimsical deck, beautifully illustrated, the description of this deck is, the whimsical tarot is precisely what its name proclaims, a whimsical look at the tarot. Granted, this may seem like a contradiction in terms, but make no mistake, the system not only works, it's serious tarot at its best. Although the human brain is a database of sorts, it is a much more intricate system than any central processing unit money can buy. Yes, it stores data, facts, and other information. It will even sort them for you at the bat of an eye, but it does one thing that computers cannot. The brain thinks. And so this card is talking about the connection of the images, our child self and our higher self, and how it all comes together. So our card of the day using our whimsical tarot is the Tower. And this is 16 of the Major Arcana, and this card has come up more than once. It can be very scary. It's unpredicted events. It's catastrophe. It's being restricted or being at ground zero, ground level, so to speak. So this card can be really intimidating for people. However, our whimsical tarot is coming back with this explanation. And this is, again, coming from the whimsical tarot. So we're not going to get stuck on what other explanations of the card is. We're going to listen to what this particular card or deck has to say. A move or change of residence, rebuilding faulty relationship foundations, unpleasant circumstances. So this card, even though it's saying there could be some icky stuff that happens or starts to shake down for us, it's okay. It's okay because we can move through it. And that's one of my favorite aspects of the Tower, as scary as it looks. At least we know at the end of the day what we have to work with. At least we know what's shaken down. At least we know what's standing. And if something unexpected has happened, then at least we can work with that and move ahead. And at least we have an awareness. And that's one of my favorite aspects about seeing the Tower show up, is at least we have an awareness of what could be coming our way or what has come our way. And in fact, we've seen this card somewhat recently for readings in person, by phone, online. This Tower card is surfacing because there is shakedown going on. People are moving. People are shifting. Changes in personal and professional life are happening. So our whimsical tarot is telling us, hey, it's okay. It happens. That's the great thing to know about it, right? It happens. All right, my loves, it is 44 minutes after the hour. We have 6 minutes left for our call. If you are out there, my dear, you are tuned in to I Hear Tarot Online Radio. Just let us know your name and we can move ahead. So I want to take a moment to share with you all an experience I had with a listener who called in, and we made arrangements to redeem her coupon code of looking at what her upcoming year looks like, 2018. And it was really interesting because all the cards looked really positive. In fact, we had aces of every suit being shown in the spread, and we also saw strength and a lot of empowerment and feminine energy, and all of this good stuff was coming through in her cards, right? And she shared a little bit and said she'd been having a tough time in 2017, which a lot of us have. And so we talked for about 15, 17 minutes, right? Just like we are now. And I hung up the phone and disconnected my headset and let out a huge sigh of relief. And it wasn't until I did that that I realized how much energy she had on 2017, how much energy was coming through and almost could be restricting her 2018. And we saw some of that starting to come away towards the beginning of the year. And I don't remember too much because I usually don't capture too much about the spreads because it's source coming through. But as she and I were talking, she was sharing with me how much of a struggle 2017 and prior years have been. And so, again, I want to encourage you all to remember and know this. You're in a place where you see the future and what's going to happen next and what you want. But we're still standing in the present and maybe even a little sticky with the past. And so I encourage you all when you call, this is how a question for you can be so much more beneficial. When you call, it's not that you have to get that dirty stuff out of the way. This show isn't about you airing out your dirty laundry. The show is about you, about me getting to provide for you the most insight that comes through the cards. And so if we don't totally get through that before the question is put to the cards and we see their answer, then the question, the cards are going to come back with, okay, well, what about XYZ? And I know and I get that you are asking a question about the future and what you plan or even a pending concern. And sometimes the cards are like, yeah, but let's talk about this. And they bring us back to the other topic. And so I say it again, not because I'm asking you to air out your dirty laundry and make you uncomfortable and sensationalize what you've got going on. That's not what the show is about. I say that because if we can get that out of the way, push it to the side and acknowledge it, respect it for what it is and move ahead, then we get to do that. And that way we can be free and open to what it is the cards want to say regarding your answer. And that's also how I read my cards. We'll lay out what's going on with you. We'll get the foundation. And just because the cards are saying this is where you are, and it may not be the most pleasant place to be, we get to see what happens next. And that's the advantage of the cards. So for those of you that are on the fence about what does this do for me, for those of you that read and don't know how to explain it to its full capability or capacity, the cards are here to show you what's around you, those influences around you. You as a parent probably know this. You could just see, you could just detect, even from when your child was at a young age, that there's a certain person or organization that was a bad influence on your child. And you would do what you could to move your child out of that situation, right? And so the cards do the same thing. They can show us the influence around you that are recognized by certain people, not everyone, right? And obviously you're open to it since you're calling in with a question. And so for those of you that are calling in with love questions and career questions, what we're finding is sometimes it's all intertwined. Love, career, and even stability or independence. And so that's what the cards keep showing for this year. Is it all about us being grounded and rooted in who and what we are and what we want, believe it or not. And then the universe wants to come back and make sure that we're matched up with the right people. So it's interesting. The way the answers come through, and they are based on your questions, So I just encourage you to be as open and authentic as you can, which can be a little difficult to do when you're sharing everything with the world, with the internet. But at the end of the day, it's what the cards will come through and share with you. And at the end of the day, I ask you to remember there's usually more to your question than what you've asked. So we get to look at that. And that's how readings with me in person go, to see the influences around you, recognize them for what they are, and see if they're surfacing again in your questions. So, my dears, it is 10 minutes after the, 10 minutes till the new hour. If we have anyone on standby, I'm happy to take your call. If not, we're going to move ahead with our Angel Tarot card of the week and then, of course, our postcard from Spirit. All right, my loves, we're going to move ahead with our Angel Tarot card of the week. This is one of my favorite decks to use because it is so informational. It is written by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. These are both authorities in tarot, in decks, in publications, in insight, in education. So I love referring to this, not only because, again, the description, it's so thorough, not only on the card itself, but also in the booklet. But more importantly, we really get to understand, if we're learning or even if we know, different perspectives to the card. This deck and the descriptions give us way more insight and understanding and different levels of understanding. So, again, looking at our Angel Tarot card of the week, it is the Five of Fire. You all, this came up earlier this week, so this card is extremely present. And as much as I tried putting it back in the deck, I'm not going to lie, tried putting it back in the deck and reshuffling, this card surfaced again. And so I said, okay, fine. Universe, this is what you want the card to be. This is what it's going to be. And it's the Five of Fire. And this card reads, competing goals, bothersome details, conflict with others. And so if we remember, right, fire has to do with or is the suit of rods or the suit of wands, which is the fire, the passion, the energy, the beingness, right? And so this card is reading, competing goals, bothersome details, and conflict with others. More specifically, the description in the booklet reads, you're experiencing some challenges. Other people around you hold different goals and values, and there's disagreement as to how to proceed, along with a clash of wills. Success is still possible, but it takes great effort. You may enjoy the type of challenge, or it may exhaust you. This is a competitive situation. It'll be necessary for everyone to try to understand one another's viewpoints. There's a need for clarity in order to come to a resolution. So this card is talking about we can agree to disagree, but this card is also talking about the stand that we're making. It can also be indicating a little bit of inner conflict, and that inner conflict is being represented or indicated by the conflict we're experiencing with others. It's just not resonating with us. In our heart of hearts, it's just not sticking. It doesn't feel good. And this card is reminding us of that, and they're saying, Source is saying it's okay. It's okay to have your own opinion. It's okay not to agree with someone. Of course, it's a matter of how you handle it. But this card is talking about we have to push past it. We have to get past it, right? The description in the book also reads, athletic competitions, nuisances, the need to set priorities, being caught in the middle, and bothersome details. So it's almost like the Five of Wands or the Five of Fire is telling us we're unsettled. We're unsettled in more than one aspect. And this is a great example, you all, of how the cards can show us the different parameters by which we're working with or what we're working under, right? Well, how come I can't get this? How come this hasn't happened for me? Why do I keep asking for the same thing? I've been praying for this. Why does this keep surfacing in my life? And so this Five of Wands, this Five of Fire is telling us there's some inner conflicts going on for us, and that's why it's showing up outside of us, right? So we get to address what's going on outside of us. So the inside of us is also addressed. It sounds kind of interesting and maybe even a little backwards, but that's what the card's reminding us. It's reminding us that we have the power to decide what's happening outside of us. We don't have to accept it. And I don't mean this in a negative way and we have to go out with, you know, anything illegal and do anything that's going to get us arrested or put on a list. That's not what I'm suggesting. What I am sharing with you is that the cards are talking about the conflict is in our life. It's surfacing for a reason, and I know this isn't the answer that's going to give you peace because it's not. But the cards are saying there's more to your question, there's more to your conflict than what it is you see or recognize at the time. That's what I'm going to put out there for you. So just like Laura who called in and said, I don't understand, I've been XYZ, I've done XYZ, I don't doubt that. I don't. But it's my duty to share what was coming through with the cards. And there was just more insight and detail and a few more months of discomfort for some reason. It's not mine to know, it's yours to know. And maybe that will come up for her again a little bit later. Or after a month, we see more energy on what's happening for her, and it just takes that long for it to come together. So, my dears, that being said, we have 5 minutes to the hour. I love getting to share with you the messages and the experience that come through when I read for you. I usually feel a little under the gun to provide you as much insight as I can to so many people. And tonight's kind of quiet. We're all doing our own thing right now, and that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Leads us right into the Magician, our card of the month, right? So if you look at us on New Age Guild, you follow us, find us, love us, like us, live us, you see that we have a description of each week of the month based on the card. And so this one happens to be Magician of the Major Arcana 1, right? And this card is all about roller coaster number 1. It's all about the ups and the downs. And it's talking about how we can take things in our life, separate them, and then recombine them. We're all in that spirit right now. We're looking at what's going on, and it's the first month of the year. It's a new year, and our Magician is supporting it by saying, I'm the first, technically speaking. He is the second card of the Major Arcana, but he is number 1. And we're looking, we're reassessing, we're reevaluating, and then we're moving ahead and we're creating. We're almost co-creating, right? Because the cards are indicating you're not alone. You're working with something, you're working with someone, and even if it's yourself, you're still working with something. It's all about new beginnings. It's all about being equipped. It's all about taking all of your resources, putting them together, and see how can they be most effectively used. This card is talking about becoming one with yourself, God, and the world. This card, despite it being one, is telling it it's not just us out there. As much as we would like it to be, the card is very much supporting no man is an island. And it's talking about the level of teamwork, the level of connection. And you all, I can just hear some of you out there cringing. Oh, that is not what I'm trying to create for myself. I'm trying to gain my own independence, not have to depend on someone. And that's not what the cards are saying. They're just saying we get to cohabitate. We get to work with. We get to be cooperative. Co-op is a really big, or even co is a really big part of this card. It's not just us out there. It's not. And the card's reminding us that we can stay strong and solid in who and what we are. But there's nothing wrong with leaning on someone or utilizing someone else to strengthen ourselves and vice versa, to strengthen them in a situation. We get to expand our horizons. You get to make use of your opportunity. I was reading for someone earlier today, and the cards kept coming through and saying, network, network, network. And they were like, yeah, no, that makes sense, because even though it was an individual effort, at the end of the day, it was all about networking. And so that's what this card is reminding us of. It's all about networking. This card is reminding us to tap in to whatever you consider God, source, or spirit. However it looks to you, this card, this week, this month, is talking about our connection to God, source, spirit. Wouldn't be possible without God. wouldn't be possible without our connection to Mother Earth, to Source, to Spirit. This card is reminding us that no one can take anything from you, not your idea, not your passion. It is yours. And this magician is saying, go for it. It's time to make it happen. Let's put it out there and see what comes together. Before we log off, you all, I want to share with you our postcard from Spirit. Dear you, there is always more than one side to an argument, two sides, if not more, to every story and hundreds of ways to be right, be different, be at odds, and so on. Today, we suggest that instead of looking for differences, you find a meeting place of agreement and approach this experience with understanding and compassion. Seek common ground to understand how another person thinks or how an alternate plan may be laid. Stay out of judgment too. Observe, discern, but accept that others have different stories, experiences, and journeys, and some people might refuse to remain open to another's point of view. No matter what, you've been presented with a great opportunity to explore a new way of doing things once common ground is reached. You're attracting people and situations that enrich your life and bring you wonderful things to learn. We love you so much. So you all, I want to thank Lisa, Mary Lou, and Laura for making the show. My mission is to empower you with insight and understanding to make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It's yours to know. Until next time, take care. I love you.